Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the guy, Mr. Football, Mr. Purple Insider. I'm at it right now, purpleinsider.football. Matthew Collar is here. Okay, I just received a text from Quasi, and he said, I lost Collar's number. I want to know what Collar thinks we should do with the quarterback position. So you have that conversation. I'm guessing you would have charts, you would have graphs, you would have a deck, you would have the sound effect you just had there, it would be, Harrigan, how long would the Collar presentation be to Quasi on the quarterback meeting?
I don't know if terribly long, but very detailed.
Very detailed.
Very detailed.
Very detailed. But in the end, Matthew Collar, you would tell the Vikings to do what with the quarterback position for the, I guess we can say, upcoming season?
Yeah, I think that if he was asking me, I would say, hold on, let me get out my phone and call Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
And the Vikings trainer, Tyler Williams, get them on maybe a group chat. And I would say, how far away is J.J. McCarthy? Because I think everybody's right when you're talking about going to J.J. McCarthy as the best path on the rookie contract. We've been over that a million times,
yes,
throughout the Kirk Cousins era. And I think that where you have to slot in Sam Darnold in maybe the best version of him is in that tier of quarterbacks like Kirk when he was in his prime, or Tua in Miami, guys that are really good. Maybe even Justin Herbert belongs in this. But can they really get you over the top if you're paying that much? It might be a really difficult thing to do. So I think a long-term all-in contract on Sam Darnold is out the window now after these last couple of games. But if Kevin O'Connell said to me, look, I just don't want to put the kid out there yet. He has lost all this weight with his recovery. He's just throwing a football for the first time in the middle of January. And we're talking about playing 17 NFL games where you get your ass kicked as a quarterback. I mean, look, do you want J.J. McCarthy facing the Rams? I mean, I know they're going to improve the offensive line. But somebody's going to do that to him, right? And so is he ready to take on a team that won 14 games with a wide receiver who's the best in the world and a lot of star talent that's going to be looking at him saying, okay, you got rid of our 14-win quarterback. Kid, this, you better repeat that because my clock is ticking on my career. That's a lot to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if Kevin O'Connell said, hey, I want to wait, and O'Connell has made it very clear that patience is going to be his thing with McCarthy. McCarthy is the old age of 22 here in 3 days. So I think that they would drive everyone nuts. They would have the pitchforks and everything out at TCO Performance Center. But my decision would entirely rest on Kevin O'Connell's opinion of where McCarthy is at.
Okay, so let me pick up on this. We discussed this at some point, whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday, that what would the number be if too many teams are scared of Sam Darnold because of the last two games, okay? Because after Green Bay, he could have been governor, he could have been senator, and there probably was an overreaction, but there was a lot of talk about a Baker Mayfield sort of four-year, 160. I certainly talked about franchising him. You wrote about it many times, the debate about what to do. So let's say the market, because it's dropped significantly, but I don't know how far it's dropped. Let's say Darnold takes the temperature and says, you know what I want to do? I want to go back to Minnesota. I want to show them what I can do. I get McCarthy's there, so they're not signing me to a three-year deal. But I want to show everybody that I'm not the guy I was at the end, that I can do this. If you could get Darnold, the number I think we talked about Dave Erlin, was $20 million. If you could get Darnold for 1 year, $20 million, with everything you laid out about McCarthy, and by the way, he does look lighter than he did in Michigan. Would Matthew Coller say, okay, let's do it? Or would you say, nah, we can get Daniel Jones at probably half that. Let's go with Daniel Jones because that $10 million matters in trying to supplement this roster.
I don't think at this point. I think the only two options are you have to franchise tag him at $40 million for next year, which I know everybody's a salary cap expert, but there's plenty of ways to deal with that. I was just doing this when Dave called. I was just looking at the free agents that signed last year, the big name free agents, and what their cap hits were in the first year, including Christian Wilkins at defensive tackle, who made $27 million per year, but his cap hit was 10. Like, the Vikings did that with Van Ginkle. They did it with Cashman. You could survive 1 year by pushing money down the road. They'd probably do that with free agents, even if it is McCarthy. But or it has to be the three-year type of Baker Mayfield. Let's say it's $120 million and it's like 60 or 70 guaranteed over a three-year deal, but the first-year cap hit, Mayfield's first-year cap hit was $6.9 million this year.
These are such good reminders. I mean, because people people see the big 40 and they're like, oh, my God, $40 million. You can't add anybody. First of all, as you pointed out repeatedly with us and on Purple Insider, when people are saying, look at all the guys they could add. Well, they added Cashman, they added Grenard, and they added Van Ginkle this year with Kirk and Daniil's dead money there. So
right.
the cap
million
number,
dollars in dead money.
Yeah,
yep.
That's such an important point. So can I ask you this in the franchise debt? Because as you know better than I, they need more young talent because Rick Spielman kept missing. And Kwesi clearly completely missed the first draft, and we just don't know yet in this last draft, right? I mean, you haven't seen J.J. I mean, I love the aggressiveness on Dallas Turner, but because of the two guys in front of him, I mean, I'm miles from giving up on him, but we don't know enough. They need to hit on some draft picks. Would you do the franchise with the belief that we're not going to keep him, but we're convinced somebody's going to want to make some sort of deal with this, and we're going to get compensation for Darnold this way?
Yes, 100%. This actually happened with Matt Cassel when he played well for the Patriots. They franchise tagged him and traded him. This was, I don't know, 15 years ago, but I think it's the last instance of it happening with a quarterback. The tag and trade. There's also the Alex Smith where he played really well in 2017 and then they traded him to Washington, or Carson Wentz when Wentz was traded to Indianapolis. He wasn't tagged, but he had a fairly big contract, and so did Smith. This is a situation that I like the most if O'Connell is good to go with J.J. McCarthy as the franchise guy, because if you just look at the Raiders and how pathetic of a franchise they have been for how long – they have zero playoff wins since I was a sophomore in high school, and that is a long time ago. I mean, it's a joke there, right? And
yeah.
And what are their options? You know who the second best free agent quarterback is? Russell Wilson. The third best is Daniel Jones. The fourth best is Mac Jones. I mean, they have no
options. I'm fifth.
And right, exactly. And if they can't draft Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, who to me are okay prospects, but they're not great prospects. I mean, what are they going to do? So if I'm the Raiders, I'm offering a second or 2 seconds and a third or something for Sam Darnold. They can't give up their top pick because they need that to continue to build their franchise. But if you're the Vikings and you can tag and trade him to the Raiders for 2 seconds and a third, that would be hugely helpful
enormous
to a team that is really short on draft capital.
Let's pause. Let's talk to Matthew Caller, purpleinsider.football. He just does a great job when the season's going on. He'll do a great job talking about the playoffs and just a ton of stuff on the offseason. KOC and Kwesi and contracts. That's next with Caller here on CCO.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have I asked you the music theme? We've been fairly busy.
You've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
What do we got? It's all artists that you'll be hearing later this month at the Fire Aid Benefit Concert.
Okay.
When they do that in, I think, the 31st. 30th,
big names.
31st. Huge. I mean, shockingly, a lot of huge names that live in and around the L.A. area are willing to step up for a very much needed cause.
I'm all for it, and they're going to raise a great deal of money.
Yeah.
Matthew Caller's here from Purple Insider. So the Wolves have made it clear that they want to extend both the head coach and GM, director of football operations, whatever it might be. Successful head coaches make more money than general managers. Do you believe the length of contract will be the same? And is it possible that one gets extended and the other doesn't?
Well, if one gets extended and the other doesn't, there's only one way that could go, which is O'Connell getting the extension and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah not getting it.
Yep.
The way I look at this is the only interesting part to me is the power dynamic, you know, who has control of the roster and all those sorts of things. And I think if you're Kevin O'Connell, you can really ask for absolutely everything. He can ask for a driver to pick him up and take him to the, you know, facility each day at 4 a.m. or whatever. I mean, he can ask for the beach house in Cabo. I mean, anything he wants. with a 14-win season behind a team that was expected to win six or seven. But, you know, aside from that, though, and I've seen a lot of, well, could this happen? Could that happen? It sort of reminds me of, could they trade Justin Jefferson? Where the answer is like, I guess so. In some world, something could happen. But if you're the Wilfs, why would you do anything different? I mean, in 3 years, you won 13, you won 14, and the only year that you weren't in the playoffs is when your quarterback tore his Achilles midway through the year, and they were still playing relevant games late in that season and close games late in that season. I mean, I don't know why you'd want anything else as a leadership. When, you know, the only thing is you mentioned the drafting and kind of the long-term, but at the same time, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah has three drafts. I mean, it's not like there's 10 years of failure or something here, and they've been a winning and competitive team that's gone into the playoffs with a chance, you know, to do something special. And I know they didn't, but like, that's what you play for in the regular season with these guys. So I feel like last offseason showed us getting the right quarterback, getting the right defensive players for Brian Flores, the idea of making the grocery list and going to get the groceries. That's the type of relationship that you're looking for with those guys. So unless there's something behind the scenes that we don't know about with power dynamics, I see no reason not to sign both of them up for long-term in their positions, because this is a premier franchise in the league. Free agents want to sign here. The ownership and the coaching and the operation gets A pluses from the players and their anonymous surveys from you know, the last 2 years. So I don't know why you'd want to change anything when it comes to the way this is set up.
Okay. The chances are highly, highly unlikely any of this is going to happen, but let's have a little bit of fun. So Jay Glazer comes out a few weeks ago, the day of the Lions game, and I'm sure he received this information. We might leap that it's KOC's agent trying to bump it up. It could be other teams who tell Glazer things, suggesting that teams might be interested in pursuing a trade with KOC. I reacted to that because interested was the word Glazer used. I said, I'm interested in winning the Masters next year. You know, so the feeling that, oh, if we're going to just report everything we're interested in, we might be here for a while. KOC, as we just laid out, has 1 year left. You know, he doesn't have to worry as much about tearing an ACL, a quarterback who suffers a shoulder injury. I'm trying to remember the last time this happened. You might be able to help me. The last time where a coach was this close to total free agency, even though he does have a great job, and this is a high-level organization, where he goes to owners and says, I'm not eliminating this, but I think I want to play out the year. I want to play out the year, and hopefully we'll get it done, but if not, I've got the open market. If he did that, and again, we're playing just, we're throwing darts here and having some fun. If he did, like, if they couldn't come together with an agreement, Matthew, in the next 5 to 7 days, knowing he only has 1 year left, would they have to explore listening on a deal for him, as improbable as that seems?
If he told them, I am absolutely in no world going to continue to be your coach after next year, then yes, they would have to do that. And I think the Wilfs would start the bidding at multiple first-round picks, which is usually the price for a coach, but especially for a coach who would be so sought after. That would have to happen pretty fast, though. These teams are getting deep into their interviews, and they're hiring GMs. I think somebody, the Titans, just hired their general manager. Like, there's not a whole lot of time to work with in the offseason if they were going to do something like that.
What if it was let me just chime in this. What if it's just they just can't agree on a number, and they think, okay, we're going to try to work this out. And they sit there and say, now, wait a second. We can't agree to a number. Maybe we will in, like, another month. But if he coaches next year, he's a free agent. Would they have to think about protecting themselves, even if there wasn't any animosity at that point?
Yeah, I think that they would have to try to just play it out, right? I mean, they just won 14 games.
Yeah.
And then work
and 13
it out for 2 years
year. Before. Yeah.
But the thing, I know that you're like playing in a fantasy land here a little
bit.
But the thing that I keep coming back to is, like, when have the Wilfs not spent money?
Yeah.
Like, when have they ever decided,
Never.
Oh, we're going cheap? I mean, if you're O'Connell, you're certainly asking for the moon. And if you're the Wilfs, what do you want? You want Mike Tomlin. You want Kyle Shanahan. You want Sean McVay. You want your coach for 10 years plus, you don't want to have to be putting your team through a blender every 3 years because you're firing and hiring coaches. And they've always wanted continuity more than anything. So I think that they'll pony up and they'll pay their coach what great coaches are worth in the league that don't have Super Bowls.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of where it starts, right? So I don't know. And if you're O'Connell, why would you want to be anywhere else? You put in so much effort to draft McCarthy. You've got the best receiver in the world, one of the best left tackles.
Makes all the sense.
Back.
Yep.
And he really is in total command of the ship, right? So I don't know. I feel like it's just kind of conjecture trolling more than it is like a realistic thing.
I agree. I'm just trying to have a little fun. We talked power before. He's going to get more power in some way. What's your best guess what that is? Is it final control the 53 man? Does he get more involvement in the draft? Does he want it? You know, I would think he wants it, but then some people, and he's still awfully young in his career, might say, nah, I kind of like this situation as of now.
I think it would be very much on that side of things. Now, I don't know. They never said who had the final say on the 53 and so forth.
I was just going to ask
and,
you that. Yep.
You know, when you look at last year and you look at the way that they handled free agency, the coaches, you know, they went out and identified players that would help them, and the front office went and got them. And to me, that's like a healthy way to do it. But, you know, if you're talking about having the final say on draft picks, having the final say on free agents and contracts and all those things, then we're approaching Belichickian type of space. And, you know, Bill had that quarterback, I remember, Thomas. who always made sure that every move he did turned to gold. I'm not sure that I'd want that to be the case. I think that their collaboration, as much as we, you know, made fun of the terminology and all that, has really worked extremely well.
Yep.
And if you take away all of Kwesi's power and give it to Kevin O'Connell, you're asking for that relationship to not be as healthy. At the same time, you know, O'Connell's pretty darn good at this, you know, evaluating players and everything else. And so is Brian Flores if he doesn't get a head coaching job. So that to me is the more tricky part than the money and years and all that.
Yeah, Flores interviewing, Josh McCown interviewing. I forget the gentleman's name who's also real close to KOC is interviewing for the Raiders offense coordinator. So there definitely could be some changes. Okay, two last points. Speaking of Belichick, the reporting, I think, I forget the reporter's name from CBS Sports, that as of a couple days ago, he still hasn't signed his contract. He's got this letter of agreement, but it's not a binding letter of agreement. We're sitting here January 17th. This is the guy who took the Jets job and then a day later said, see ya, and was the Patriots coach in the afternoon. This is not a coincidence that he doesn't have a contract, right, signed? Do you see any realistic scenario where over the next week somebody's going to announce Bill Belichick is the guy?
I don't think that any other team wants him to be their head coach. So I don't think it's going to happen. But I do think that's why he hasn't signed the contract, just to keep that door open. If anybody wants me, I'm gonna do it. I'm going to do it. Somebody stop me. I'm walking out the door. And they're like, okay, Bill, just go. Just go, Bill. Yeah, I think he's going to coach North Carolina for like 2 years, and that'll be it.
Which game of the four is the most likely upset this weekend?
Ooh, likely upset. I want to say, I mean, would it make Vikings fans feel any better if the Rams beat the Eagles?
Yep.
I mean, the only reason I would say that game is just because Jalen Hurts was coming off an injury at the end of the season, and then even though they beat the Packers, it looked a little gnarly with the way their passing game was going. It just didn't look that successful. I don't know if you can run all day against the Rams the way the Rams look now. I guess that would be the one, but it's...
How about the game after? Because I think Sunday you might have two upsets.
I would not consider the Ravens beating the Bills as an upset.
Yeah.
I was washing that one out. The Texans are hard to see... I mean, it's Washington beating Detroit in that building.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. That would be insane. So that, I guess the Rams are the only one I can really pick.
Yeah. ASU's own, Jaden Daniels. Do you count him as ASU's own, even though He left ASU, went to LSU, and that's where he won the Heisman Trophy. Do you list him as ASU's Jaden Daniels?
Hey, he played more there than he did at LSU. So, yes, that's you can say,
you
can claim that.
Thank
he
you.
Is the second most famous person from Arizona State behind you.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson maybe, but, you know, that's it. I think that's the list. I think that's the top three. I'm about 333,000. I'm somewhere on that list. All right, my brother. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Collar. He's great. Purpleinsider.football. Track it down. This segment's not great. I have to.
Just get to break.
I have to. I mean.
Get to break.
The brain wizards have forced me to be a part of Am I Wrong? Reluctantly, I will get there. Go ahead.
All right. Well, before we dig into the real meat of the segment, let me first say I'm hearing my people, my sources are telling me the Minnesota Ice Festival is the place to be, not only for you, but one lucky listener, perhaps?
Am I wrong?
Yes. No, you are correct. Bringing child number three to the Minnesota Ice Festival today. We're going there.
That's right. You get the mild weather.
Got a couple things to do downtown, and then we're headed there. But they're also giving away a winter staycation. Can Q and I sign up for this?
You cannot.
Oh. Go to WCCRadio.com/contest. Click on Minnesota Ice Festival staycation. Why can't I do this?
I believe that you being an employee of WCCO Radio would invalidate your entrance.
Right. You got a link there. Your chance to score a one-night stay for up to four at the Hampton Inn. I've stayed at Hampton Inns many, many times.
Perfect for a family.
They're solid. They're solid. You get the breakfast in the morning.
Mm.
Right there in Eagan. Plus a $100 gift card for your group to go to the restaurant. Burgers and Bottles.
Good.
Sounds excellent.
Been there. Is excellent.
It's good?
Yes, it is.
Nice. All right, just go to WCCRadio.com/contest. And in all sincerity, people are raving about this ice festival. And I'm looking forward to it.
It's a Guinness World Record winner. Of course
yes.
They're raving. Let's go.
Let's go.
Committee members, a little tip of the cap to you, Mr. Hartman. They were dabbling a little bit of the show earlier this week.
Really?
Yeah, some select members.
They're only human. I can't blame
them. They wanted to give you a little credit for inspiring this next recommendation intended for the betterment of society. Congratulations.
Thank
a feather
you.
In your cap.
That's what my policy is every day.
You were talking Monday about our trouble as a society, as Minnesotans, with our winter driving skills.
Yeah, they're morons.
Yeah. Well, the committee decided we need a new option for a Minnesota driver's license. They call it the fair weather driver's license. Quite simply, if you opt not to drive in the winter, or if you are guilty of poor winter driving, perhaps resulting in more than two accidents, those details can be worked out, you are allowed only to legally drive between the months of April and October. In the case of snow during these months, which we know can happen, the state reserves the right to declare fair weather driving rules are in effect, and those with those licenses are banned from the roadways until the snow is gone.
Am I wrong?
Well, since I was the inspiration for this, what do you think? I love it.
Of course you do. It's brilliant.
I love it.
And you didn't go that far, so you only inspired it so far.
Yeah.
Committee took it over the finish line.
I think I was there. I mean, I drove you from the opposite one to the one, and then you went to the tush push, okay? You brought Kelsey back, Hurts, and
the fantasy team likes us more than you.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I legitimately think it's a good idea. I what percentage of people in the state right now are adequate April, October, and well below average, bordering on incompetence from November to March?
84%.
I think it is that number. I honestly do. People are dopes. They don't get, okay, it's winter. There's no snow. It's fine. I'll just drive normal. Or, hey, it's snowing out. I'm going to drive a little more cautious. Okay? That doesn't mean you get in the left-hand lane and go 15. That also doesn't mean you get in the left-hand lane and go 97.
Hmm.
This means you wipe the snow off your car. You use your signal.
Check your blind spot, perhaps.
You check your blind spot. You realize how your brakes work and what you do. All for it. Let's do it, and let's test everybody. Is every 5 years too much?
No.
Every 5 years.
Some might suggest every year or every two.
Yeah. Now, we're going to have to build about 500 more driving setups.
Because right now, busy.
Because right now, if you try to get your kid into it, yep, I'm inhibiting at 3 a.m., you know, and you live in Austin, Minnesota, you know. So we'll build those. We'll create commerce. So instead of the Walls administration, by the Bravo, slowing down the amount of money we're giving low-income families with kids with disabilities. Jeez, how embarrassing is that? We'll make more money now with everybody having to take their driver's test, including if you don't pass winter and you're like, oh, my job, all this, too bad. You're a safety hazard.
Fair weather license.
Hitchhike.
Stamp it.
Bring back hitchhiking.
Make hitchhiking great again.
I did it as a kid multiple times.
God, you're old.
With my mother and with my sister.
You have the knapsack, too, on the stick?
No, she had spent the money at Buyer Lee's, so God knows what we had. I was eating at my friend's house.
That's fine.
Yeah.
This is the best weekend of the NFL year coming up here, divisional round games. This is also the most annoying time of the year for anybody who likes to follow the NFL, not just in watching the games, but keep up with the off-field things going on with teams around the league. Yeah, allow me to read from a couple X accounts, if I may.
Go ahead. It's your segment.
From the last few days at New York Jets. We have completed an interview with Bobby Slowick for our head coach position at Tennessee Titans. We have completed a first-round virtual interview for general manager with John Eric Sullivan, VP of player personnel for the Green Bay Packers. Note to all the teams out there, until you actually hire somebody, and sometimes even after you do, nobody cares about these people we've never heard of. Stop it.
Am I wrong?
This is the control freak that all these teams are now.
We need graphics. We need graphics!
Right. They don't want the Shefties, the Shams, the Jeff Passons to break the story. So we're going to provide you the information. I like it better when the agents, the journalists get it, and then we find out if they really have a chance. They're interviewing this person because they think down the line they get maybe. They're interviewing this person because the Rooney Rule requires it. You know, so if you're going to show us some behind-the-scenes stuff, like maybe when they brought in somebody to be the player personnel director and they were just were incompetent, or they showed up, they having a beer out in the area.
Ask him to diagram a play. It's only got nine guys.
Yeah, or they did something brilliant. Then get back to me. But no, I don't need it.
We don't need the graphic. Interview done.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
No. Let the hacks in journalism, like us.
The jackals.
Let us break that. Because you're not really telling us anything. Now, they do occasionally. It doesn't happen that much because the insiders are so plugged with the agents. But it has happened a few times the last couple of years where all of a sudden a team will announce their head coach. Does that do anything for you? If they're actually first, which most of the time they're not.
If, like I said, until you hire somebody, I don't care who you're talking to, especially the people that we've never heard of.
Okay,
assistant GM types.
Okay, the Raiders.
Nobody cares.
On their website announced today, we completed an interview with Bill Belichick and Schefter, our guy Pelissero. Nobody's told us then, is it?
That's one of about eight names, perhaps.
Yeah.
That would be worth it.
How about if it was a Lombardi?
That would be big.
That'd be big.
That would be very
big. Get back to us when you interview Vince, okay? That's it.
Chad, I know you're just consuming this now as I am, but we have, courtesy of the New York Times, yet another reason RFK Jr. belongs nowhere near HHS.
Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right. And he is the number one person, and to me, it's not even close, who does not belong anywhere near the Trump administration. Here's example 5,000. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. filed a petition with the FDA in May of 2021 demanding that officials rescind authorization for the shots and refrain from approving any COVID vaccine, any vaccine in the future. Okay? This was filed on behalf of his nonprofit that he founded and led. He claimed the risk of the vaccine outweighed the benefits and the vaccines weren't necessary because wait for it, Jason Drosha. Good treatments are available, including ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. By the way, you can't find credible, proven studies to show they're effective. Now, let's also add, before Jason chimes in, when he was asked in November by a reporter if he was concerned about the vaccines, he said, I wouldn't have directly blocked it. I would have made sure that we had the best science, and there was no effort to do that at the time. So he lied. He not only tried to stop it, but then asked about it, he lied. I'm not saying everything turned out perfect with the vaccines.
Right.
It did not. And there are pushbacks where I think there are times we should have been more open-minded to. But the idea that this guy, with all his conspiracies, including, and this one gets to me personally, that the only reason why someone gets autism is because of vaccines. He's a highly intelligent individual. And he's not against every vaccine. But the ones he speaks out on, I find him frightening. And he should not be anywhere near that position. More than anyone else Donald Trump has offered up. He's the one on my list. No way, no how, no chance.
What's interesting is how he has support from the left and from the right. It was quite interesting.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it taps into people's skepticism of big medicine and big pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for skepticism, but I also think that what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Like, well, we're trying to win a rhetorical war, and in the meantime, like, polio is going to spread around this country, and I don't know.
We can have debates.
He'll get confirmed, don't you think?
I'm not convinced of
it. He's probably I'm with you, the most controversial person.
Yeah. He's not qualified.
And you can grab, like, one ass. He offers up a buffet where there's something for everybody to like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to grab the, like, well, finally, someone's going to talk about eating healthy. And you're like, well, you know, we can get somebody else
to
talk about eating healthy.
He's not the only guy. He just isn't. And let's just be honest. The number one conspiracy theorist is the man who's going to be president for a second time. So he identified him there. And
yeah.
But then the real reason was he's going to help me get votes. That's what Trump thought. And it might have worked.
Maybe. Yeah.
It certainly didn't hurt him because in the end, swing states, he went 7-0.
I thought this was supposed to be a fun segment. What happened?
Because this guy is a buffoon and he's a danger to our country. Yeah. I'm not trying to be subtle here. What do you have today?
I'm a danger to the country. That's what I am.
Yeah.
The whole show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk tickety-tock.
Tickety-tock? Yeah. Oh. Don't take away my TikTok. I want it.
Get it out of here.